Hi everyone, I am making this video as a little PSA to anyone and everyone who's feeling a little anxious or depressed or just overwhelmed by the current ongoings in the world. Although yelling and throwing each other's opinions of what's right and wrong seems to have gained an illusionary ability to heal the collective anxiety thanks to the rise of social media, I truly believe that the collective anxiety can be healed through personal and individual abilities to heal our own trauma and emotions. People have different labels for what this process is. For some, it's self-love. For some, it's self-awareness. It really doesn't matter what you call it. But if acknowledging and processing your own emotions is new to you, I thought that I would give you guys a few tips and tricks that you can implement into your daily life to help you to still be informed on the current goings on and live your life with the community without having to feel the fear and anxiety of everyone that you're around and of everything that you see in the media. So although this video has been inspired by the current ongoings in the world, this video is always here for you whenever you feel like your environment is a little bit crazy or the people around you are fueling your anxiety. Not all of these tips and tricks may resonate with you. If only one works for you, great, take that. So just take what resonates and leave the rest behind. Now I'll leave you guys with a few easy practical tips that you can use in your daily life to calm and quell your anxiety while the world is in chaos. Number one is becoming aware of being unaware. So oftentimes when the collective is going through something, it's very easy to adopt each other's pains and worries and anxieties and doubts and fears. So quite often than not, the fear that you're feeling isn't even of your own accord, it's of others and their opinions. And because social media can often make you feel like you have to be afraid, you start adopting this program rather than experientially having a reason to be afraid. Now, I don't mean to belittle the current times or say that it's not okay to be afraid, but just be aware of when your fear has nothing to do with the present moment. For example, if you are just at home on your own or with your family, the usefulness of being afraid of the current ongoings in life is quite pointless. It's just taking away your power. It's distracting you from maybe a productive and positive thing you can do to help people. And is also just taking away your ability to think straight and clear. So this is something that you can practice throughout the day. Notice if you're in a state of anxiety and then just realize, oh my gosh, this isn't even mine. This is because of what I saw on Instagram, or this is because of the conversation I had with my friend. And just pull back. Just grow your awareness of that. It's a practice. So even if you do it once a day, twice a day, it'll grow and grow until when you're afraid, you can kind of rise above it and then use that power of emotion to do something good for yourself and for others. I do have a beginner-friendly meditation on this channel to build that sense of awareness, and I'll link it on the screen right now. Please feel free to try that out. It might help you even if you try it once, just to understand how to become aware of the unawareness. Number two is journaling about it. So you might find as you become aware of the unawareness within yourself, you'll come to realizations and you'll come to epiphanies, and it'll be really beneficial for you to write these epiphanies and realizations down. So even if the epiphany is, oh my gosh, so much of my thoughts aren't my own thoughts, just writing that down so you can come back to it, because when we become aware of being unaware, we drop in and out. It is a really chaotic time, and to hold that state of awareness requires a lot of focus and intention. So to just write yourself reminders is a great way to build that awareness, as well as acknowledging yourself and where you're at. Also just journaling about how you feel, about the fear, about anything that's causing you anxiety. Maybe the people around you just don't see it the way you see it. And it's much better that you get that down on paper than yelling that at them, because it's really counterproductive in building our sense of community to A, bottle it up inside, or B, scream and shout it at each other, hoping that the other side will get our point of view. If you're ashamed or guilty about what you feel, maybe you're really angry at people because they just don't get it, maybe you're feeling resentful, maybe you're feeling frustrated or defeated, write it down on a piece of paper or on your laptop. And if it's on your laptop, write everything that you feel and then delete the note. And same if you write it on a piece of paper, just burn it up. I know for some of you that may seem ridiculous, but I can guarantee you just purging those thoughts out will stop that continuous anxiety loop. We're just going to end the narrative by allowing it to be on paper or in words and free ourselves of those anxiety fueling thoughts. Number three is practicing a form of physical action or exercise. So this could be yoga, it could be running, it could be jumping, it really doesn't matter. And it can only be 5 minutes a day if that's what works for you. Basically, what we're trying to do is bring you back into the body. So a lot of the time when there's collective anxiety going on, our mind literally jumps out into the outside reality. So we're so far out of ourselves, so far into the future, so far into the past, so far into other people's opinions that we forget that we're literally in a body. So to challenge your body just a little bit, 5 minutes a day or longer if you like, is to really regain your power, regain your sense of movement, action, power, stability, and drive. And you might find that you start gaining a bit more strength in areas that you thought you weren't strong in. Maybe you didn't think you could ever do yoga, maybe you didn't think you could ever run. And this will also help your mind to reprogram itself into thinking bigger than just what everyone else is thinking. Number four is to be silly and out of the ordinary. I do recommend doing this in a safe space that you feel you can just let go at first, whether that means shouting and wiggling your body about, whether that means dancing, whether that means, I don't know, speaking in gibberish. Try to get used to being different. When there's collective anxiety and collective opinions going on, it can be really easy to think that you have to be like everyone else. Although there's nothing wrong with a group of people agreeing on one thing, if you feel that you're lost in everybody else's fear and anxiety, it's a good indicator that you're not very in tune with your feelings on the topic. And so again, to reprogram the brain in being okay with being different, allow yourself to be wacky, even if it's for a moment. So even if you just stick your tongue out and scream about just for 1 minute, I can guarantee you your brain is going to get a little bit more used to being out of that collective fear and anxiety. You're going to become more okay with feeling differently to everybody else. Again, I'm not belittling the current times. I'm not saying that you shouldn't be aware of what's going on. That's your choice. All that I'm suggesting is that you do whatever you choose to do from a place of connection with yourself. And five is surround yourself with people who may understand you. So if you have one or two people in your life that are quite open-minded and won't put you down immediately for maybe saying that you're not as scared as you thought you were, or maybe telling them that you are really afraid and you didn't realize how afraid you actually were, whatever it is that you uncover as you explore the depths of your emotions, to have one or two people that will really help to understand you and welcome you with an open heart without judgment is a really powerful, powerful tool. And if that's not available to you, I hope you feel safe enough to leave your comment down below, and hopefully our community will greet you with love and acceptance. I suggest this as number five because this love and acceptance, hopefully, you will gain within yourself from the other four steps, and then you can experience it as well in your outside reality. A little side note, if you really don't have anybody in your life that will accept you the way that you are, you can actually try improving your self-talk. And anytime you feel afraid, actually talking back to yourself and saying, hey, that's okay, I accept you the way you are, there's nothing wrong with you. During these times, there's been a ridiculous amount of judgment on each other. If you do this, you're wrong, and if you do this, you're right. And it's just really causing a big divide. So again, that collective divide can have an effect on you if you're not in tune with yourself. There are, of course, so many ways that you can get in tune with yourself, but I just wanted to get you guys started. So we always start momentum by giving it a try. So even if you give one of these things a try and it works or doesn't work, it'll by default lead to what does work for you. And I definitely trust that the more in tune you get with yourself, the easier you'll navigate through these challenging times. And this video is a part of a mini series on my channel that I'll be releasing new content on specifically for what's going on in the world right now. And remember guys, just because somebody doesn't see things the way you see them does not make them a bad person. We're all going through this together and we all have unique ways of getting through this time. So please honor yourself so that you can honor others. Thank you so much for watching. Let me know how any of these tips go for you down below, and I'll see you in the next video. Thank you.